Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information, and support.
Hello, this is Gabriel McBird, aka Graham Page, with the first of what I hope will prove to be an interesting and popular series of articles on various eateries around the UK. I plan where possible to make this of relevance to as many people as possible, either because there are a lot of visually impaired people who happen to eat and drink in a particular area, or because it's a place that people are likely to visit. And I thought I'd start off by looking at Westfield Stratford in London, which is a shopping centre that overlooks the Olympics Park, among other things that are Olympic-related. It's the sort of place that people are still likely to visit because certain Olympic facilities, such as the Aquatic Centre, the swimming pool, are still open and being used. And also because it is thought to be the biggest shopping centre in Europe. It's thought to be because I've heard sort of arguments about it, and I'm really unsure. So maybe someone else there knows and can confirm this or deny it and say which is in fact the biggest. Anyway, there are two things about this shopping centre which I think are particularly relevant. First of all, there were more than 75 eating establishments, whether they be restaurants, takeaways, or indeed supermarkets that sell food. Now, there are two supermarkets, in fact, that sell food, Waitrose and Marks and Spencer's. But there are a number of places within the shopping centre which are actually unique to the Westfield Stratford shopping centre. We all know, I think, that in shopping centres there are many chains of shops, such as the usual suspects, really, Kentucky Fried Chicken, McDonald's, Burger King, Nando's perhaps, Pizza Expresses. You'll find these across shopping centres everywhere. But there are a couple of places in Westfield Stratford that deserve special mention. One of them is Tap East, which is a pub, and the other is a place that I visited quite recently called Remoli Pasta, spelled R-E-M-O-L-I. And Remoli Pasta is a fairly small shop which has seats outside it, but it really does what it says on the tin, which is sell high quality Italian pasta at reasonable prices. Tap East, which is a pub, actually brews its own beer. And there are places such as Caribbean Scene Quick, which is one of the few places I've come across in a shopping centre selling Caribbean food. And a look through the 70 restaurants will reveal other places of interest, I'm quite sure. Every so often one place gives up its rent, another one takes it over. But while there are indeed mainly chains, enough places aren't to make it worth a food visit, really, although doing a food crawl, I guess, is fairly tricky. Now, what's special about Westfield Stratford, really, in terms of visually impaired people, is that there is help getting around the place. When you first go in the centre from the entrance which is nearest to the Underground and National Rail, there is a desk on the left, a kind of help desk. And the staff that man this desk and also that wander about the shopping centre are called the roaming concierge, which does sound rather posh. But as it's the biggest shopping centre in Europe, or one of them, there is a need to give people help and advice. People get lost. People get overwhelmed by the number of shops. You've got over 200 shops in total. People want to know where to eat. They want to know perhaps where they can get a particular kind of food. And it's the job of the roaming concierge to have a fairly thorough knowledge of the whole of the shopping centre to advise people what they can get where. Now, one of the things that they offer visually impaired people And they actually offer this, they offer a service sort of unofficially. It's not officially really part of what they do. But if you go up to the desk and you explain that you're a visually impaired people and you tell them where you want to go, they will help you find the place. They'll take you there. If you're only going to be spending 5 minutes there because you know what they want, they'll wait for you and bring you back. If you're going to eat or if you're going shopping and are really planning to spend some time looking around the store, then you can get the security number from the person that helps you, or they can give the security number to someone who, you know, the shop manager, and they can then ring. Well, it'll be basically either a security person or a member of the roaming concierge, but they will ring anyway, and someone will be dispatched to come and collect you and help you get back to the tube or onto the next shop you want to visit. So while sometimes you do have to wait a little while, it is really quite a good service because, you know, you don't need to book the service in advance. You just literally turn up, ask for help, and someone will come and take you to where you need to be. As I've said, this is not a formal service, and I understand the reason for this is that it would be quite difficult to deal with some insurance type issues. So what happens if you're walking with someone, one of the staff, and you run into a post and break your nose? Not very likely, but possible, if the member of staff doesn't quite look what they're doing, or you're trying to avoid someone, or, you know, maybe someone comes running through the shopping centre and you've got to avoid things. Anything can happen. And one of the questions is, where does the responsibility for you end and begin? I still think that they should be really aiming to offer it to people as a formal service so that it can be advertised and published. And if it's popular, then an appropriate staffing numbers can be recruited if necessary to reflect this popularity. So yeah, I can only, you know, congratulate them on being, as far as I know, the first to actually employ roaming concierge staff where there's an organised system to help blind people around who would never normally be able to visit a place such as Westfield Stratford, not on their own, because it's just so large that remembering your way around it is an awesome task. And a hell of a lot of the people who visit there are also strangers, so they might not be able to help you as much as you or they would like if they don't know the way around themselves. So all congratulations to Westfield for employing this roaming concierge service. This is about eating, so I am going to focus on one particular venue called Romoli, which is on the first floor in a part of the shopping centre called the Great Eastern Market. It's literally a counter that you go up to and order, a bit like a butcher's stall or a market, for example. It's the meat and everything's often behind glass, but you basically go up and order. You can either order for takeaway, or for about 50 pence more, you can eat your food, inverted commas, in. And I say, I put this in quotes because it's not really in. It's on tables that are positioned in the shopping centre very near to where this counter is. Now, this is obviously not a mega ideal eating environment, not for everybody at least. You know, you probably wouldn't go here for a romantic wedding anniversary dinner. But I can assure you that the pasta is fresh, it's of high quality, it does what it says on the tin. And I think this is, well, I mean, I think for further evidence of this, you need look no further than TripAdvisor, where out of 75 reviews, 51 are excellent, 20 are very good, and 4 are average. There are no terrible reviews there. And I went there with a friend who had two pastas, actually, who had a pasta with black truffle sauce and mushrooms, and also a spinach ricotta pasta. I had a pasta with ham and a chicken pea and mushroom sauce, which was quite thick and creamy. The fusilli pasta was definitely fresh. It hadn't been lying around for a while. And both dishes were around the £7 mark. Well, I say both dishes, the three dishes were all around about the £7 mark. So great value. And they also know that if you are a member of the Gourmet Society, you can get 25% off at Romoli Pasta as well. Pretty much all the time. I'd have to go and check to be sure on that, but certainly Monday to Friday, it seems you get the deal any time of day. You can buy wine, and I can't remember what the price of the wine was, but I believe it's about £2.50 for one of those half-pint bottles, which is very reasonable for a takeaway. If you choose to, in quotes, eat in, the food does come on proper plates with proper cutlery, but the wine is provided in a plastic cup, so, you know, it's just like a large version of the plastic cups you get at kids' parties. The prices then for a shopping centre are really very good. The quality of the food for what you pay, I think, is excellent, and I'd certainly have to give it an 8.5. The eating conditions are a little bit, you know, it's certainly not, you wouldn't describe it as being comfortable and intimate, but, you know, for after a bit of shopping, if you want some nice food, something that's probably a bit more healthy than a McDonald's or KFC, then I honestly can't fault it, would recommend it. And if you live in London or you're visiting London and you need to go to do some shopping, then I highly recommend a visit to Westfield, where you can get assistance should you need it. You can actually go on the website and look to see what stores are actually in Westfield Shopping Centre. If you visit http://uk.westfield.com/Stratford City, that's STRATFORDCITY. I believe that is the correct web address. So I hope that has been useful. If you want to contact me, I can be contacted by email. If you email gpage.it@gmail.com, that's gpage.it@gmail.com. Or you can follow my audio booth by going to www.audioboo.fm/muckbird. That's MCBIRD.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VITalk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.